Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines down. Rava asks, Koshi, a woman who's having difficulty in terms of her labor pangs and seeing damim going into her birth, what's the status of that damim that she sees with regards to her shivnikim that she's trying to count towards her being a zavag dola? Davar mitamei soter, only damim that she sees that would cause her to be tamei undermines this shivnikim. And this too would be mitamei if it was her nida days. Remember, yesterday we distinguished between koshi bimei ziva and koshi bimei nida. That koshi bimei nida, she is tmeya, whereas koshi bimei ziva, she is tehora. So since this damim, if she cites it bimei nida, it's mitamei. Therefore, over here too, it should be soter. Odoma, Davar agoreim soter, v'hai lab goreim hu, something that can cause her to become a zavag dola, that is what can undermine her shivinigim. This damim can never make her into a zavag dola because it's bekoshi samuch leida, and we learned yesterday that that type of emission or that type of sighting of blood will not have impact in terms of ziva. So what is the determining factor in terms of being okay or the shivinigim? Is it the fact that this dam can make you tamei? That's enough. Or does it have to be shayach to the world of zava? And since this damim will never be shayach to the world of zava because it's samuch leida, maybe that cannot be okay. Rashi over here queries, how could it be that we're even asking this question? We already asked this question about keri, and we said that a keri does undermine the shiva nikim. Keri is clearly not shayach to the world of zava. Yes, it's mitamei, but it's not shayach to the world of zava. Why does the Gemara even have a question? So Rashi says that stira, that undermining that is done by keri, is not the stira that we're looking about over here. Remember that keri only undermines one day. It knocks off one day of the shiva nikim, and then you continue your count. What we're talking about over here is wiping out the entire shiva nikim, having to restart the count. So this is a different question. The question here is, do you destroy the shiva nikim and have to restart the count entirely? Not just, oh, do you lose a day in the middle? So Rashi says that's why the question is different. Amalei Abaye, ones b'ziva yochiach. A case where by ziva you have an emission that happens by accident. She'enu goreim. It does not cause one to be a zav v'sotera, and yet it does undermine the shiva nikim. We say that it does not have to be goreim. It doesn't have to be shayach to the world of zav because here it's not an emission that will create a zav. Nevertheless, it's good enough to ruin your shivinikim. Samalei, lie. Hainami goremu. What are you talking about? That's not shayach to the world of Zav. That does also have implication in the world of Zav. That's none. We quoted this Mishnah earlier to bring a proof about whether by Riyah Ba'onis, by Ravuna, the Riyah Ba'onis has any impact. By Zav, we brought this Mishnah. It's none. Ra'al Riyah Rishona, Budkimoto. The first sighting, we check him out. Shniat, second sighting, bodkimoto. Shlishit, ein bodkimoto. In the third sighting, we don't check whether it happened beonis, whether it happened bibsaro. Automatically, you bring a korban no matter what that third emission is. So there you see that it is classified as a goreim. If that was the third sighting, it would have impact in terms of azav. So you can't say, oh no, this has no impact in terms of azav, and it's still okay. It does have impact of azav. If it was the third sighting, it would bring you to the day korban. Even though it was seen be'onis. Ve'Rabbi Eliezer says that you only do that by the fourth time. Ve'Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Apishlishi Budkimoto, he says even though the third time you have to check him. Avshlishi Ene Budkimoto, Akinami Kevin Delo Gorim Lo Sotar. So say over here also, since it's not Gorim, it's not Soter. So Amalei, the Rabbi Eliezer, Hachanami. And Ochanami Rova says that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, this will not be okay the Shivinikim. Since it's not a Davara Goreim, therefore it will not be okay Shivinikim. Because Rabbi Eliezer says for the first three sightings, you have to do a check to see if it was bonus or not. That means if you have a sighting bonus, it will not impact in terms of making you more Tamei. It won't make you into a Zav Baal Shtei Riyot. It won't make you into a Zav Baal Shlosh Riyot. So it's clear, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the sighting has no impact in terms of your tuma'ah, in terms of being goreim you to be a bigger or more tamei zav, and that is why it's not okay the shiva nikiim. Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer, mer apishlishit bogdimoto, berivit ein bogdimoto. So in the third one you check him, the fourth one you don't check him. My lav listira,
The fact that a riyaba ones has impact and there is no need to check
the fourth time, isn't it to be okay? So there the shivnikim. Lo, litmuye the hayi tipa b'masa. That was just a question about that emission if the liquid itself is tamei b'tumat masa.
We tried to bring this Mishnah with regards to the position of Rabbi Eliezer to undermine Rabbah's premise that it has to be a davar goreim in order to be oger. And Rabbah answered that that doesn't have to be the case. The case over there can be done on the fourth sighting, that it's an issue of whether the emission is tamei or not tamei, but nothing to do with being oger the shiva nikiim.
Tashma, bishlishit, Rabbi Eliezer omer bodkimoto, birivit, ein bodkinoto lekarbana martiv lo listira. So there you go, you have it straight out, which is that when Rabbi Eliezer says, in the third time I'm checking him, means for the korban you're checking him, but not for stira. That means in the revit, when I say in bodkim, it means I don't need to check to be soter. If that's the case, and it's clear according to Rabbi Eliezer that you can be soter with a sighting of zav, even though that sighting would not have any impact in terms of you being a zav. Rabbi Eliezer, tifshot the davar sheino goreim soter, must conclude that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that even though it has no impact in terms of Tumat HaZav, nevertheless, it's Soter the Shiva Nikiim. So we do have a conclusion when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbonon Mai. The question is, according to the Shittat Rabbanan, who say in the third sighting, it can make you Chayav Karban, so therefore it could be a Dabar HaGoreim. So what's their din? Tashma. Titani Abu Adrabi Amin, Magarom Lo Zovo Shiva. What causes the individual to have a 7-day Tumah, or require 7 days, is because of his ziva, the fikach, therefore soter shiva. That same ziva will undermine his shivanikim. Mala garam lo kerio yom echad. What causes him to be tamei for 1 day? That's his sighting of a keri, a siman omission, the fikach. Therefore, that type of omission, soter yom echad. My shiva. What does it mean, shiva? Ilema demetamei shiva, that he's tamei for 7 days. Hi. Mazovo tamei shiva mi baile. You wrote it the wrong way. It should have been Zovo tamei shiva.
Then
he needs shiva mi metera. Elalav davara goreim soter. Davar sheino goreim eino soter. What is it saying? It's something that brings him lidei shiva. Something that brings him to tuma of shiva, which is the setting of the zav. That is what is oker or ruins his shiva nikim. Only something that can make him into Tamei, Shivat Yamim, is something that can be okay with the Shivat Yamim or the Shivat Nikiyim. But something that does not bring him to the day to Mat Shiva cannot okay with the Shivat Nikiyim, Shema Mina. So the way we have it now is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's clear that Davar Sheino Goreim is Soter. And the conclusion we have now for the Chochamim is that the only Davar Goreim, something that can cause Tumat Zav or Zava, can be Oker the Shivanikim. So the answer to Robo's query about Koshi, Mausha Tistor B'Ziva, it will not work. Because that Koshi, Asamuch Leida, can never cause Tumat Ziva. That's what we saw from yesterday's daf. Since it can't cause Tumat Ziva, it cannot be Soter or Oker the Shivanikim. If a woman was already a Zava Gdola, and then going into her Leida, she starts to see Damim, and that Damim goes straight through into her Leida, those Damim will not be Oker, her Shiva Nikiim. Even though they're sightings of Ziva, but they're Koshia, Samuch Leida, they're connected to Leida, and we've already determined that Dam Leida is not ruined the Shiva Nikiim, because the Dam Leida has nothing to do with the Torah Tazav, but even the Damim that were beforehand, that were in the world of Zavav, they're not really in the world of Zavav, because they are Tehorim. So all those Damim will not be Soter, her Shiva Nikiim. So Amar Abaye, Naktinan Ein Koshi Soter B'Siva. So here you go, we can conclude from what we just said that Koshi does not ruin the ziva. V'imishkacha tana damar soter. And if you find any bright Mishnah Tanaic work that says it is soter, hello, Rabbi Eliezer here. We'll assign that to Rabbi Eliezer, who we saw before, clearly says that even if it's a davar sheino goreim, it is soter. Tanya, Rabbi Merinos Omer, ein leida soteret b'ziva. So exactly what we just concluded, that leida is not soteret b'ziva. So we were talking about ziva, but leida is the same thing. Leida, the damim of leida are its own world, and since the damim of leida are its own world, they are not oker the shiva nikiim of the woman. So if she's coming into her birth, She counted 3 days of Ishini Bikim, then has the birth, that Dam Leida will not affect her, and she'll just have to conclude the remainder of her Nikiim afterwards, after the Dam ceases to come out. This is very interesting. Woman gives birth, she has Dam Leida, and then she's Tumea for Shvua, for a Zachar, and Shvuayim for Nekeva. During that period of time, we're saying that the Damim that she sees is not Oker her Shiva Nikiim. It just suspends her Shiva Nikiim. That's what we've said until now. Now the Gemara wants to know, wait a minute, maybe those days can count towards her Shiva Nikiim. This is something that we mentioned earlier, back at Daf Lamed. We saw this in the Braita over there, that the Braita seemed to indicate you cannot count the Shiva Nikiim for a Zava during the Yemei Tumah. It only comes after her Yemei Tumah. Yet, on Shabbos' Daf, we saw that there is a possibility of counting Shiva Nikiim during Yemei Tumah. And that's basically what the Gemara's question is here. I understand that the Tumah, Yemei Tumah, are not Soter, her Shiva Nikiim. And she sees Damim throughout that period of time over Yemei Tumah, there's nothing to talk about. She can continue her Shiva Nikiim afterwards. The big question here is, what happens if not only does she Mea, but she stops seeing Dam? And she has a period of time during that Yemei Tumah where she doesn't see Damim. Can they count towards her Shiva Nikiim? That's the question. Can she count her Shiva Nikiim while she's Tumea? These are days of Tumah. These days when she's Tumea, can she count her Shiva Nikiim? In days that she's Tumea, she's just not seeing Dam. Nobody would say that her Yemei Nidah count towards her Shiva Nikiim. That it doesn't undermine her Shiva Nikiim, but also doesn't count towards her Shiva Nikiim. Rabba Amar, Eina Soteret, Ve'olah. That it doesn't undermine, but not only does it not undermine, it counts towards her, the Shiva Nikiim. If she doesn't see Damim during that period of time, then Eina Ochanami, she can count it towards that time. We'll go to the conclusion. I'll just run to the conclusion for 1 second. Who is the halacha like here? Is the halacha like Abaye, or is the halacha like Rova? Rashi, Tosafot quotes here from a Rashi, says, Katav Rashi b'tshuva achat. Rashi wrote in a tshuva, that Abaye moded, Abaye agrees, the Yemei Leida, she'enu ra, in her Yemei Leida, during your days of Tumah, she doesn't see there, olim l'sfirat zivata. Wait a minute, you look here, Abaye says it's not Ola. So what is Rashi saying? Rashi says, this whole Gemara is according to Rabbi Merinos. Rabbi Merinos made a statement, Ein Leida soteret b'ziva. The question is, what does he mean? If he meant to say that it's also Ola, why doesn't he say it? So Abaye says the deal from that is that he means it's only not soteret, it is not Ola. Rabbi says, no, you just mentioned that, but it's also Ola. That means, what Rashi says is that this whole Gemara is Api Rabbi Merinos. But, if it wasn't Rabbi Merinos, even Abaye would agree that it is Ola. And therefore the halacha would be, of course, if Abaye agrees to Rava, there's no question. Abaye to Rava, halacha ke Rava. So, number one, the halacha is like Rava. Number two is Abaye agrees to Rava's position, as long as not Rabbi Merinos. No question over here. So that's why Rashi concludes, that's the halacha. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam refaresh de hilchote ke Abaye. The halacha is like Abaye de ein olin. Uke de breita v'mapelet. The breita we saw back by To'ah, and chavtet amud bet and lamud amud aleph. Over there, that it's clear that her counting towards her Mei Tara do not go work in the Tmeya. That's why she has to wait 3 weeks. She has to wait 2 days for her Yemei Tumah, and then another week for her Shiva Nikiim, because the week of Shiva Nikiim is not counted in her days of Tumah. And the Loch is like that Braita. So now, that's Abaye's position over here. But we know Abaye V'Rava, Halacha Ke Rava, except their exceptions are Yal Kagam, the 6 exceptions. And this isn't one of the exceptions of Yal Kagam. Ella, listen to this Rabbeinu Tam. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dimei Leida Sheinu Rabahen, Hu Lamed Mi'al Kagam. It is the Lamed of Yal Kagam, V'lo Lechi Omed Me'elav. Everybody else says it's a Lechi Omed Me'elav. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not Lechi Omed Me'elav. Rather, it's this Gemara right here, Abaye, the Loch is like Abaye, and Rabbeinu Tam, therefore Paskins like Abaye against Rashi, who says Abaye agrees to Rava, and this is all a P, Rabbi Merinos. And then he quotes after his Tosafot quotes from Rav Saadia Gaon, Kadav de Nashim Shelanu, Techashvin Lahu Kiyolet Bezov, all of our women, who we classify our women automatically as Yolet Bezov, we don't assume that there is no Leida Bezov, it's a very difficult Chumrah, but it's what is accepted, we don't know, and therefore everybody is classified as Yolet Bezov, And since they're Yoledet Bezov, they have to wait for Shivanikim until they can be together with their husband again. So over here, Rav Sadja says, our women, everybody's Yoledet Bezov, Mavru, you made Tumat Zayin Lezachar, Yudalet Nekivav, the Safra, Shivanikimim, Be'i Toar, Oh, Afilu be made Tumat Muteret Levala, Ad Mem Lezachar, Upele Nekivav. If she's able to count Shivanikim any time in the first 40 days for Zachar, or any time during the 80 days for Nekivah, then she is muteret lebala, even if she has sightings of dam after that, because that dam is dam tohar. Since it's dam tohar, she can be together with her husband until the end of the 40 or the end of the 80 days, depending if it's a zechar or nekeva. Shekein, shanu chachamim, yamei leida, sheinu rabben, olim lal yamei sfirat zivata. Harei behedja cholei kal Rabbeinu Tam. It's clear that Rav Sadja Gaon does not agree with Rabbeinu Tam, but rather like Rashi, that we do say that they are olim. Here you have a machloket Rashi and Rav Sadja versus Rabbeinu Tam about how to paskin here in terms of Abaye and Rava. Is Abaye's opinion here his real opinion? Or is Rabbi's opinion being influenced by Rabbi Raminus? Rabbi really agrees to Rabbi's position. That's the number one question. Number two question is this one of the Yalka Gams? And Rabbeinu Tam says, Enochanami. That's the Lamed in Yalka Gam, where we pass it like Abaye is, you may lay da, and not lechi haomed me'elav. Right now we'll move on to the machloket itself. That's the important aspect of this machloket, which has implications, obviously, Allah Lamaiseh, about how to count the Shivanikim. Amar Rabbi Menami, how can I prove to you that this is the case? Because Vitanya, it says, by a woman after Vesafrala Shivat Yamim, that she counts the 7 days, and then Bachar Titar, and afterwards she becomes Tor. Achar Lukulan, means after everything. Shalom, Tehei Tumah Mafseket Binehem. That there should be no Tumah that interrupts it. Iyamar Bishlama Ula, if you say that these days count towards her Shivanikim, Hainu Delo Mafseket Tumah. That's why the Tumah does not affect it. Eliyamart Enola. If you say it doesn't work, then afsik le leida. Then the leida itself should ruin it. Because achar tidar means that you cannot have any Tumah that interrupts. If you say that these days count towards the Shivanikim, then Enochanami, this Tumah, as you said before, are from a different world. It's a world of leida. It has nothing to do with us. Because she could even count these days as Shivanikim if she doesn't see Damim. On the other hand, if you, like you're saying, Abaye, it's not Soter, but it also isn't Olah, then what are you going to do now? You have this period of time where she's Tmeah. And she's Tmeah, it says, Vachar Tidhar. It has to be without any Tumah. Over here, she does have Tumah. So, Abaye Amar Lecha, Shlote Tumat Ziv'ah Mafseket B'neihem. Wait a minute. When we say achar tidar, it doesn't mean any tumah. It means tumah that shayechet to the world of zivah. That's only true by sightings that would make her into a zivah. Over here, these aren't sightings that are going to make her into a zivah. It makes her tumah, but it's tumat leida. It has nothing to do with this. So amar rova mena amin alo. So now he brings another proof. Titania, mizovah, mizovah velo mnigah, mizovah velo mleidata. When she has to be mitaheret herself, it says safrala, Mi zova, she has to count to be removed the tumat ziv'a that she had. So when you count that, mi zova v'lo mniga. Even if she is a mitzorat, she can have shivanikim while she is a mitzorat and become Torah lebala, even though she's still tmeah because of the nega. Mi zova v'lo mleidata. She can count shivanikim even though she is tmeah leida. So here you see pretty straightforward that the Tumat Leida has no impact in terms of the Shivanikim. And even if she's Tmeah, Tumat Leida, she can still count towards the Shivanikim. But by Amar Lecha, Tnei Chada Mizova V'lo Mniga. Only have one of them. Mizova V'lo Mniga V'lo Titne Lo Mleida Ta. There's only one limud in the Braita. The Braita doesn't have two limudim. V'rava, hi, my. What do you mean? Yeah, Amar Tbishlomo Mizova V'lo Mleida Ta. So now, I understand, if you say mizovah v'lo medeta, I did the itzrich le'leida, tana nig'ah atu le'da. Because it told you about the din of le'da, it also told you about the din of nega. Eliyah marit mizovah v'lo medeta, that's the only thing it's teaching you. Ha'im mibichi itara zav mizovo nafka. We already learned that out from the zav himself. Because it's mizovah v'lo medeta. V'abaye, and this we've seen a number of times, chad bizav v'chad bizavah. Need one for a zav for a male, one for a zavah female. It's richa, and you can't learn one from the other, because each one has a chumra which won't allow us to learn it. De'ik, atav rachmana bizav, had the Torah written by a zav mishum to lo mitame beones. A zav doesn't become tame beones, as opposed to a zavah. Zavah to mitame beones, ema lo. So then over there we would say that she doesn't have that dispensation. Since she has the chumra of ones, Maybe she doesn't. She also has a chumra that she can't be mitaheret when she is a mitzorat. Because the rechana bezavad are only written by the female. Mishum to lo matami yavriot could be yamim. She only counts towards her zavag dola over a period of 3 days. She has multiple sightings on a single day. It doesn't count towards her zav. To mitamei yavriot could be yamim. That even on a single day you can have 3 sightings. Then emalo that he has a chumra and he can't be mitaher himself when he is a mitzorat. So tzricha, and therefore Abai says, I need the limud by both of them. So now Abai says, let me give you some of my proofs. Samar Abai, mina aminolo. I'll show you where I know it from. Datanya dvota titma, by aleida, it says that she will be tmeya shibat yamim, kime da dvota titma. She'll be like a nida for 7 days, and that'll be dvota titma. We saw this before. Rabot et boala. Dvota titma. Lerabot et halelot. Dvotat itma, lerabot et ayoledet bizov, shetricha tishev shiva nikiim. So here we have a limud that says that she needs shiva nikiim if she oledet bizov. My love nikiim mileida. So what does it mean? When she says nikiim over here, it must be that it should be nikiim from any dam, or nikiim, meaning not during her period of time when she is tmeat leida, because that's what it's talking about there. It's saying that tumat leida, and it's saying that tumat leida does not work for yeshiva nikiim. Says, no, it's not Nikim Yileida, it has to be me dam. She just has to have seen no dam. Everybody agrees, if she's seeing damim during your maid tumah, she cannot have shivinikim. You can only have shivinikim if you're not seeing dam. But over here, if she's seeing dam, it won't work. So that's what it means, to exclude, you'll let it bizov. You'll let it bizov, she can't count her shivinikim as long as she can sing damim during your maid tumah. But if during your maid tumah, she does not see damim, in Orchanami, that would count towards her shivinikim. I have another proof. Tatanya kimeni data. So it says that she will be tmeya when she gives birth, like the days of her nidata. Kach yimei leidata. So just like her yimei nida, so are your days of leida. Ma yimei nidata in ruyin leziva, ven tzirat shiva olamein. Just like her days of nida. Number one, you can't become a zava during your nida, because that's a literal impossibility. You can only become a zava gdola during your mei ziva. If you're in your mei nida, you're not in your mei ziva. The two are separate. They're worlds unto their own. So number one, you may nida, you cannot become a zava. It's impossible. Vein spirat shiva olamehen. And if you are a nida, then you can't be carrying your shiva nikiim for your zava. Af you may leidata, shein ruyin leziva, just like you may leidata, where she can't become a zava, and in spirat shiva olamehen. So too, her days of leida, you can't become a zava gdola when you are tamed tumat leida. So they can't be ole to the shiva nikiim. So there you have what seems to be a very, very strong proof to Abaye's position, which is, there's no counting during Yimei Tumat Leida. Bravo. Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer, Damar, Mr. Nami Satra. This is according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says they are soter. Before, remember, we said according to Rabbi Eliezer, that even if it's a Davar She'enu Goreim, it's soteret. So over here you have Dam Leida, which is not Goremet, meaning that you'll let it bezov. Where that dam ziva does not goreim to be tamei tumat ziva yet, Rabbi Eliezer will say it is okeret, it's soteret. So this bright is according to Rabbi Eliezer. And then on top of that, he says, v'chi danim efshar mishi efshar. You're trying to bring a proof from nida to tumat leida. And you're bringing a proof from efshar to efshar. Because the world of nida and ziva are separate, you can never become a nida when you are a zava gdola. And when you're a nida, you can never become a zava gdola. Because if you're a nida, that means that you're not in the yamei ziva, and you can't count the 3 days to become a zava gdola. Once you become a zava gdola, you do not go back to the petach nida until you have shiva nikiim. Until you're mitaheret yourself from the zava, or tumat zava, there's no start, there's no petach nida. You don't restart the cycle of nida. So you can never become a nida while you have shiva nikiim going on, or while you're waiting for your shiva nikiim. So it's efshar that you have a sighting of nida during your account of shiva nikiim, because whatever sighting you have is an okeret. It just ruins your shiva nikiim. It doesn't make you into a nida. It just returns you to being a zava gdola. Rabbi's question to Abai is, this braita is learning something from efshar, nida. Nida, of course, during your Zman Nida, you can never become a Zav Agdola. And number two is, you may Niduta, the Shiva can't Olemehen. You can't have 7 days of Tara come during your main Nida, because you can't have your main Nida until after you've counted the Shiva Nikiim. So that's an Efshar case. The reason that your main Nida never count towards your Shiva Nikiim is because you can never be a Nida simultaneous with your Shiva Nikiim. How can you learn from that to Leida, where you could have a birth during your Siva Nikim? That is possible. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Adchodvai Bar Ami Rabbi Eliezer. The Braith is also authored by Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Danim Efshar Mishi Efshar. We learned this in the Gemara in Minachot, where they're darshaning about Korban Pesach. And he learns out Pesach Dorot from Pesach Mitzrayim. And the Chachamim say to him, how can you learn out Pesach Dorot from Pesach Mitzrayim? That's something from Efshar Efshar. Rabbi Eliezer says, that's how I'm learning that out. Right, so according to Rava, it's Rabbi Lezer l'shita tal legamrei. It's Rabbi Lezer, number one, that says that davar sheino goreim is soteret, and number two is that it's Rabbi Lezer l'shita tal d'tanim efshar mi efshar. V'rav sheishin amar kochach kishana katuv. Wait a minute, no, you don't have to say that. You could say here that there's a hekesh. Ve'in meshivim ala hekesh. Once you have a hekesh, even Rabbi Akiva, who says, ain't danim efshar mi efshar over here, he would say that. That's why Gzer Shava we say that. But by a hekesh, or you're not in Mishivin al hekesh, a hekesh can override that problem of efshar that's learned out of efshar. Amar Rav Chodvai Barami, Amar Rav Sheshet, Rabbi Lezihi, Damar danim efshar mi efshar. Rav Papa Amar, Al Koch Chachek Hishan HaKatuv. So we have an alternative girsa here, Yikad Amre, that the person who said that it was, according to Rabbi Eliezer, was a sheshet, saying that it's Rabbi Eliezer, he, damar, dani mesher, mi she efshar. And then, instead of Rabbi Sheshet being the one who says it's a hekesh, and Papa is the one who says that it's a hekesh. Kishita shlosha yamim, ibailahu, shafta mize mize mahu. Our Mishnah, and when we discussed in yesterday's daf, is that when she had a riyah samuch leida, koshi samuch leida, over there we said that the only time she becomes a yoled bezov is if she has a cessation of the labor pangs going into the Leida, but the Damim continue. She had a continuous flow of Damim straight into the Leida. The only thing that ceased to happen was the labor pangs. What happens if both cease? She stops seeing Damim, and she stops having labor pangs. What's the din then? She's a Yoledet Bezov, and that's it. Chanina Amar Torah. Rabbi Chanina says that she is Torah. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, I'll tell you why she's Torah. Mashal Melech. Shiatza, you have a king that goes out, b'chayilotav lifanav, and his entourage is with him. B'yadua, shichayilotav shel melechin. Therefore, you know that the entourage that's coming is with the king, because the king is there. You don't have any questions about it. What is Rabbi Chanina saying? It's clear here that she only sees dam when she's having pain. If she has pain, she sees dam. She doesn't have pain, she doesn't see dam. Well, the pain is not clearly not from her being a zaba. The pain is because of Leida. So this is evidence, it's circumstantial evidence that the Damim is associated with the Leida and not with the Ziva. Chistamar, kol shekein debay nafish chayalot tvei, should have even more chayalot. Meaning if the king is really coming, you should see an increase, not a decrease. So it makes no sense that you should have a cessation of dam going into the Leida if the king is really coming, the king being the Leida. The Leida is coming, there's no way that something should cease to happen at that point in time. The entourage starts coming. There are no more troops. That doesn't make sense. He says it's clear that you should see an increased flow. You should see more and more as you move into the Leida. Tznan, Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Laila v'yom k'lele Shabbat v'yomo, sheshafta min atzar v'lo min adam. So we saw Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says that you have to wait a full 24 hours, but 24 hours that she ceases to have labor pains, which is a night and a day. A regular day, not just 24 hours, but 20 hours that follow a normal day. She shafta, and she has to cease having pain, but not blood. Taima de min atzar, velo min adam. The reason that Rabbi Yoshua says over here that she's considered or classified as a yoledet bezov is because the pain stopped, but not the dam. Ha, mizeh, mizeh, Torah. If it had been both of them that stopped, she would have been Torah. To Yuvta the Rav Chista. That undermines Rabbi Chista's position. Amalecha Rav Chista, lo mi bay mizeh, mizeh, detmeah. He didn't have to mention the case where they both ceased to happen. Because there she's clearly talking about the paskulu chayelot to gamre. There's no evidence that's connected to the Leida anymore. Avel min atzar, velo min adam. When the pain stops, but the blood continues, emar kiecha, demidam lo paska. Mikoshi nami lo paska. And maybe we'll say now that since the damim didn't stop, so also the koshi didn't stop. So why isn't she feeling anything? Vatunba ba'almahu dinakata. She's in a stupor time period leading up to the birth. She's a little delirious, and therefore she's not feeling the pain, even though the pain is there. So even though it exists, she's just not feeling it. Kamash malan, that we don't say that. And we say that she is a yoledet bizov in that case. It's not. Kishuta shlosha yamim b'toch achad asar yom. She had difficulty for 3 days during her 11 days of ziva. V'shafetam eight late, and she has a 24-hour cessation. V'yalda, and then she gives birth. Or is a yoledet bizov, and that's considered a classified yoledet bizov. Echidami, what's the case here? If it's like you're reading, Lamali Shalosh, why do you have to have 3 days of pain before she has the cessation? Betray because she could have 2 days where she's seeing Damim and in pain, and on the third day she sees Damim without any pain. That would have been enough to make her a Yoledet Bezov. So why do you need 3 days where she's in pain and having a sighting? Isn't this what the Mishnah is saying? Kishita shlosha, she had 3 days of pain. Vishafta mize umize, and she has a cessation of both of them, the dam and the pain. Oh, she kishita shnaim, or she has difficulty for 2 days with damim. Vishafta mi 8 to 8, and then she has a cessation for 8 to 8, which is still seeing damim but no pain. Harizu, you let it bezov. Both of those are classified as you let it bezov. It yulf to the Rabbi Chanina, and this would undermine Rabbi Chanina's position. Melchav Rabbi Chanina, lo, the olam kidiktani. It's exactly what it says. That even though the third day has kishui, she has labor pangs into the third day, but then she has a cessation for 24 hours of the pain, tmeah, she is tmeah, lafuke mi Rabbi Chanina. It's come to exclude Rabbi Chanina, not Rabbi Chanina here, obviously. This is Rabbi Chanina, the Amora. It's kind of to exclude Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua, explained to us that if you have any sighting into the third day, then a cessation of 24 hours doesn't help you. So it's considered that it's part of the Leida, and she's not Tamea, because she needs a 24-hour period beginning from the night through the day. And since she doesn't have that, she will not be considered to be a Yoledet Bizov. And so that's what this bride is coming to tell you. Even though she had a sighting for 3 days, meaning into the third day she has a sighting, and then she has a cessation for 24 hours, that's good enough to make her a Yoledet Bezov, because we don't hold like the nephew of Rabbi Yoshua, or like Rabbi Yoshua's position, that you need Levo Ki Yomo. Okay, we'll stop over here.